From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Commerce Department reported this morning that retail sales fell 0.1% last month, a disappointment to the many economists who had expected that figure to rise. The automobile sector reported increased sales thanks to the Cash for Clunkers program that gives government rebates to those who trade in gas guzzlers for more efficient vehicles. But there were declines elsewhere in the economy. Gas stations, department stores, and electronics outlets all reported lower sales. In another report out today, the Labor Department said new claims for jobless benefits rose last week by 4,000, a bigger jump than many analysts had expected. RealtyTrack reported this morning that the rate of home foreclosures increased 7% last month. The company said most of the cities with a lot of foreclosures were in California. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Las Vegas had the highest rate last month as one of every 42 homes in the Nevada city was in some stage of foreclosure. California dominated the rest of the top 10 metropolitan areas in the nation, with Stockton and Modesto ranked second and third, respectively. California real estate analyst Greg Paquin says it could be a while before foreclosures tail off.
Probably not significantly for a couple years. If the banks decide that they're going to rush that, it could happen sooner. There is some evidence that the banks are wanting to get through this now and bring foreclosures to market.
On a related matter, California officials have ordered so-called foreclosure consultants to register with the state. Some homeowners claim consultants have swindled them. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Germany and France are reporting today unexpected economic growth in the second quarter of the year. The numbers are bolstering confidence that Europe's largest economies are pulling out of recessions earlier than expected. NPR's Eric Westerveld has details from Berlin.
Germany, Europe's largest economy, and France, the second largest, both reported today that gross domestic product rose by 0.3% in the second quarter. While hardly robust growth, it was far stronger than expected. Both France and Germany are coming out of four negative growth quarters in a row. Exports in Germany and France showed solid growth, and strong public sector spending contributed as well. In both countries, versions of Cash for Clunkers programs have proved popular and successful. With today's numbers, some analysts are declaring that the worst of the recession is over in Germany and France, and the figures are boosting hopes for a broader recovery in the Eurozone. But unemployment remains high in both countries, and some analysts caution that today's numbers are not yet cause for celebration. Eric Westerveld, NPR. NPR News, Berlin.
Asian stocks closed higher today. Japan's Nikkei average rose 82 points. Markets in Taiwan, Australia, and Singapore each gained about 10%. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials from the Departments of Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security are to tour a prison in Michigan today to see if it might be a good place to hold suspected terrorists now being held in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. President Obama has ordered that prison closed by early next year. Human Rights Watch issued a report today claiming Israeli troops shot and killed at least 11 Palestinian civilians carrying white flags during the war in Gaza at the beginning of the year. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
Nine of the people who died in what Human Rights Watch is terming the white flag shootings were women and children. In one instance in the northern Gaza Strip, the rights group says that three children and two women were ordered to leave their home by Israeli soldiers. At least three of them were holding white pieces of cloth to indicate they were non-combatants. As they waited outside the house, a soldier near a tank opened fire, killing two of the girls. According to the report, which is based on multiple witness testimonies, ballistics evidence, and medical reports, the Israeli army has responded by saying, quote, the report in question is based upon the testimony of a number of Palestinians whose credibility has not been substantiated, adding that Hamas fighters had been exploiting those with white flags as a cover for belligerent action. Human Rights Watch is calling for an independent inquiry. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Russian Navy vessels are searching the Atlantic Ocean for a missing cargo ship. The Arctic Sea hasn't been seen since it sailed through the English Channel more than 2 weeks ago. The Maltese-registered ship has a crew of 15 Russian sailors. Its operator says the ship may have been hijacked by pirates. Off Somalia, piracy is commonplace, but almost unknown in European waters in recent years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.